my room.
Little intimate peek into my personal life. Yeah, I have speakers in my room. Apologies. Oh, I know you're dying to hear what old John C. queued up for this morning's leadoff song. Hold on. What on earth? A little Steely Dan on this steely gray sky morning.
That's a stretch.
Oh man, Brendan, I've been waiting for a steely gray sky morning just so I could play
just
that
to play
steely
that song.
Dan. Yeah, no, it's just mainly that people who were here 4 minutes ago know that my other song wouldn't queue up for some reason, even though they're both presumably stored in the same database on Spotify.
Right.
Anyway, you're listening to Our Comedy Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Corston, as so far.
Boss those teeth around. That's the new slogan.
It's a nonsense phrase.
We're working on it. It's going to acquire meaning. It's going to roll around and it's going to acquire meaning like a big snowball.
I thought you meant like a pig in a sty.
I mean, that is a good also way things acquire things.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it's going to be a little bit more of that.
Yeah, well, excuse you, Brennan.
I don't know. I don't want to prejudge it too much, but that's kind of what it's feeling.
All right. Like, you feel like this is a sty?
In the best way. Right. Like a style that I love to come to every Tuesday morning now.
Yeah, what? People accustomed to the normal Tuesday morning programming are saying, ah, what is this noise? Destroy my radio, Alexa. That's... I hope I just activated a bunch of people's Echo Dots through the airwaves.
And destroy their radio.
Yeah, I hope...
This feels self-defeating.
Yeah, Alexa, take a hammer to my prized possessions. Yeah, that'll keep you guys on edge. I'll be dropping those Alexa commands.
Are you paid by Alexa, John?
Aiden, you need to get way closer to the mic in order to be heard around here.
I'm good.
Also, there is no Alexa. I'd be paid by Amazon. Alexa is just an AI program.
Well, Alexa is like a stand-in for...
You're making that kind of distinction, it sounds like you are sponsored.
No, I'm just...
Be honest. It's supposed to be free form. You're supposed to keep free form.
I'm just a conscientious consumer.
Doesn't seem like you're keeping it free form.
All right. Freeform, we run ads for all kinds of people on the PSAs.
We run ads for, like, not falling off ladders. That's not really, like, a corporate
interest. Amazon.com doesn't want you to fall off ladders either.
I know, but I would argue Alexa doesn't want you to fall off ladders, because then you can't talk to her.
Well, either way, we have a new time slot, and everyone, if you're freaking out about this right now, you can just switch to Wednesday mornings to listen to WMFO, because we're no longer there. You're safe there. Unless we're subbing for someone.
Yeah.
Which we might do.
Sure.
I think we've had this time slot before.
Tuesday to 9?
I think so.
Possibly.
Right? I mean, I don't know. We've been on the air for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we don't remember it, no listener remembers. I feel confident about that.
That's so valid. Brendog, how you been, Doug?
Doing well. Ate a full bag of ghost pepper potato chips yesterday. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. How's that treating you?
As good as eating less than a full bag.
How's that decision reverberating around in your stomach? Okay.
But then I had a banana for breakfast this morning, so we're balancing it out.
Yeah.
Bringing it back. And, otherwise doing well. My school weeks are all very, very busy. Like, I'm much more scheduled than usual.
Are you busy during the week?
Sure. I know that's exceptional for me. Most people are not busy during the week.
Yeah, no. Most people turn it up on the weekends.
I'm just saying, I got a lot of schedule. Got a lot of schedule to put in my schedule.
Well, we appreciate that you could make it.
Well,
to your own.
This is part of my schedule.
FN program.
WMFN program. How are you, John?
Oh, who cares about me? Let's turn to Francesca Rubinson. Hello.
Hey.
You're a first time guest on the program.
Yeah.
First time, long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a radio phrase.
Long time in 19 years of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never
true.
Been on a radio program before. So
wow.
Wow.
19 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Where were you born?
I was born in Washington Heights in New York City.
Oh, see, and you, that's pretty much where you live now, right? Are you in Westchester now? Everyone's in Westchester.
No. My family is still in Washington Heights.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here
sorry.
In Miller Hall.
She's in the studio.
I just assumed. Wow.
Everyone is in Westchester.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it feels that way around Tufts sometimes.
I mean, yeah, a huge population comes from New York.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, okay. No, that's true. But then there are the people who are from upstate New York or from Westchester who say they're from New York
right.
City, but. No. You're not allowed to do that.
That's all Westchester.
Yeah, it's all that. Those are the Westchester people.
Yeah.
Who are the posers.
The people from anywhere in New York that's not New York should say they're from Westchester.
Yeah.
Also New Jersey.
Yeah, I just say I'm from New Jersey, and then I say North, and then I say close to New York. And that tends to be enough information for people.
Okay.
Well, It seems like it was enough information for everyone here.
You're so busy. I don't want to keep you with trivial mundanity conversations.
I'm sure you're busy too. I don't know why you're complaining. You asked me how I am and I told you what my schedule is.
Brennan, this semester for me is pretty much just a lawn chair in the middle of the ocean. That's how carefree I'm feeling.
Well, bully for you.
Thank you. I'm actually incredibly stressed out, but okay, Francesca.
Yeah, that's not enough stuff in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, that's. I feel very stranded, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I feel stranded and close to drowning.
Not very buoyant.
So, Francesca, you're born Washington Heights.
Yes.
Then you stay there in the exact same place in building for 19 years.
I do, actually.
Have you ever left before Tufts? Had you ever left that area?
Yes, I had.
Where'd
over
you go?
The course of my life.
No radio shows, though.
No radio. Yeah, I've never been to a radio studio, but my mom's family is from California, so I've gone to San Francisco to visit cousins and aunts and uncles before. Just a fun time. And like many other Manhattanites, I have other grandparents in Florida, Miami, like a little enclave of Jews who were formerly from New York in Miami. So, you know, those are some two good places to have an excuse to visit a lot.
There you go.
It's funny how context dependent the phrase like that is, like, if you heard like Sean Spicer say an enclave of Jews, you'd be like, oh no. But it's coach for us here.
Yeah,
I am that's real. Jewish and I hate Sean Spicer.
Hey, you can say both of those things.
The worst.
It's freeform radio. Yeah. Who's your guys' favorite Trump person? I think the DeVos vote is today, right?
They were trying
to like filibuster without like it being formally called a filibuster, because I think there.
Oh, is that what it was?
Because there had been a vote against them having.
Yeah, you can't
a filibuster.
You can't filibuster other cabinet nominees anymore.
Yeah, so they were basically a filibuster, but just calling it a delay.
Huh. Right.
Well, hopefully
we're calling it DeVos Calypse now.
Yeah.
Yep, DeVos. We're on high alert. Error. That's the alert.
I'm like really interested in political science, and I don't think I would ever actually like run for office, but I have this like dreams ever since Hamilton came out of like doing a filibuster by singing all of Hamilton.
Oh my
gosh.
Like
I don't think it would ever happen, but I just want to like witness it or
that'd
like
be pretty
a part
sweet.
Of it.
I think that would go viral, as the kids say.
Yeah.
And you want to be a future senator, right?
I'd want to be a future senator who only sings Hamilton, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, all the statements are in Hamilton quotes.
I understand. But are you going to law school?
Not immediately.
Okay.
Well, I gotta say, this election is great news for me because it does mean that I could run for office even with my checkered social media past. It's really outstanding.
Checkered, that really is true.
Yeah, checkered is what it is. Are you posting right now? I see you got your mitts on your phone there.
You know, I like to divide my attention.
Between your constituents and their needs.
Vote in. Can I be your campaign manager?
God, no.
Vote for Aiden. That's what I would say.
Please.
Equally casual as your alarm from early.
I'd go on CNN and I'd be like, don't vote Francesca, vote Aiden. It'd be very manipulative.
Standoffish.
Be very tricky. Yeah.
But right to the point.
Yeah,
go-getters.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, glad we all have political leanings.
Wait,
in
question,
here.
Yeah, actually.
Brenda,
for Aiden,
ask a question.
Would your poster say vote for Aiden, or would it be vote for at Aiden Jason?
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It would just be Aiden, ? And then very small, yes.
if you gotta. If you need to. Yeah, I feel like that's true. Our political system has really been opened up to Twitter-based policy.
Yeah, I'm just like, I didn't realize that so many politicians had Twitters. Like, I don't know, I feel like now it's like, every politician feels like they have to tweet about everything, and in the past it wasn't like that.
And still, no one can ever top Scott Walker, and he has like 50 pictures of ham and cheese sandwiches.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems like he doesn't really know what Twitter is.
Investigate this.
Scott Walker, who I believe is now in the running for Labor Secretary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The most stunningly boring man.
Oh, he for sure is.
He the other day posted a picture of one single scoop of vanilla ice cream from Cold Stone Creamery.
What?
With the caption,
okay.
Yum.
Okay. Here's what I'll say about that. Here's what I'll say about that.
Oh my God.
Here's what I'll say about that. I did not vote in Scott Walker's re-election election. Because I
was the same as voting for Scott Walker.
I know. I don't feel good about that. However, I understand that Scott, old Scotty Walks, he's got to appeal to those dairy farmers who elected him. And that's not a slur. That's just literally true. It's in Wisconsin. It's pretty much.
No one was assuming it was a slur.
If you're from Madison or Milwaukee, you vote blue, and everywhere else you vote red. That didn't used to be true, but it's true now.
I don't think. Look, our problem is not with the vanilla ice cream. It's the vanilla ice cream with nothing in it. It's Cold Stone Creamery. You're not even using the Cold
Brennan,
Stone.
Brennan, they're simple folk. It doesn't come out of the cow with stuff in it.
What about the Butterfinger farmers, John? What about them?
That's true. That's a valid point. I mean, he must not care as much about their votes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, another day, another ham and cheese sandwich. Wait, why? What?
It's really incredible.
There's also this thing that I feel like I've seen a lot about, like, you'll see tweets from NBA players from, like, a bunch of years ago when they were, like, talking about other NBA players, talking about rap albums that came out or something like that. Or they'll just have, like, an opinion about something. And you're like, wow, it's weird that they would share that. And then you see politicians have the same
exactly.
thing. And you're like, man, this is less fun.
So, just some recent updates. He congratulated former UW running back James White on his record performance in the Super Bowl. I think that's appropriate. He wished Ronald Reagan a happy birthday, which is good.
I would argue unnecessary.
Yeah.
I would argue necessary.
He doesn't know.
And then he posted this Packer logo. I assume...
John, that's a ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh, that's... Okay. Oh, this is dumb. Okay, this is the night of the Super Bowl. He still goes, still wish we were getting ready to cheer the Packers tonight. I mean, get over it, dude.
Man, that's like wishing Ronald Reagan a happy birthday.
Yeah, they're very dead. I actually was saying pretty much the same thing. Did you guys watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Who'd you watch
really.
It with?
My house.
Oh, okay.
I watched it with my house friends. And then whoever was at the res at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, right. Were you still...
Yeah. So speaking of busy schedule, segue. I usually work one shift there on Sundays, but then this Sunday I had two. And usually my shift is a 6 to 8, but I was like, let me try to swap that so I can catch more of the game. So I did to 10 to 12, like AKA midnight. Some people call it midnight.
You call 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
you're so busy like that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So it's important to say what it is. And I get there at 10 o'clock, and it's the only... overtime that's ever happened in the Super Bowl history in 51 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Never doubt Atlanta sports ability to ruin things for themselves.
Oh my gosh. Devastating for
Atlanta. Is that a, don't tell me what their basketball team's name is. It's the, they're not the Magic. That's Orlando.
Oh my God, it's on Aiden's head.
They're the birds. I know, it's some kind of bird. It's not the Falcons.
It's not the Falcons.
It's not the, wait, what other birds are there?
Listeners, please feel free to call in with the name of the
red. I know, it's a bird, and they're holding a basketball in their talons.
In the mid-2000s, maybe.
Oh.
They got rid of that logo a while ago.
I only know these from NBA Street. What is it?
Wait, Hawks.
The Hawks? Dang it. It doesn't look like a hawk. It looks like a hawk.
Yeah, from the Theo Relevant Tree.
I didn't know any other team besides Iowa's college was the Hawks.
Isn't that the Hawkeyes?
Yeah, but people call them the Hawks.
Oh, but
Atlanta's the entire hawk.
Yeah. But is it true that the Braves are the only Atlanta team that's won in the last like 50 years or something?
Ever.
Ever?
Yes.
Oh my! Oh, because they've had a few expansion teams.
Yeah, the Hawks won when they were in St. Louis.
Okay, okay.
In Atlanta.
Man, that is devastating.
Yeah.
It was so close to being like a banner year for Atlanta, and it still is.
It's still Atlanta can hold all of their hopes on Kent Bazemore.
Yeah.
Which I do.
This is the NBA portion of today's program.
No, John from the conversation.
No, I'm glad. I think people hear too much of me on this show.
Genuine
thought.
Yes.
Hashtag genuine thought.
Do you want to add more to that?
Hashtag just me spitballing here.
Just me sharing about not sharing.
Let's go viral, guys. Let's get John viral.
Oh, wait, no, here. I will at least see. I can tell you guys how many people are tuning into your NBA talk.
Let's
Do you want to give it a segment name? Like a catchy segment name?
I think it's just Friends Talking.
Nice.
You're on a show!
Welcome to Friends Talking.
Well, yeah, but you talk about the NBA. You guys have all your inside knowledge. I think it's obviously a segment of some kind.
Yeah, Friends Talking Basketball. with like a lot of ends at the end of talking.
Hoop Buddies.
FTB. Hoop Buddies. Friends Talking Basketball.
Friends Talking Basketball. Hoop Buddies.
Also, just during that quick Hoop Buddies, I found Hoop an article. Buddies. I found a listicle, I guess, called 9 Pathetic Scott Walker Quotes as Motivational Posters. He's got one here. My position on same-sex marriage doesn't matter. It's just a guy holding some flowers.
What?
Holding a bouquet of roses.
Yeah.
For a man or woman.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Maybe for Scott Walker himself. Maybe that is Scott Walker in that picture.
Yeah.
The listeners can't see.
But it looks like
show tends to falter in its visual based segments.
Weird. Yeah, oh, this quote. It doesn't matter if there's 100, or 1,000. I guess presumably talking about...
Is there no other context there?
No, he's talking about voter ID. Voter fraud, I guess.
John, can you share
about how many people are voting?
I love committing voter fraud.
That could be.
That's my favorite thing to do.
John, could you share the URL of this website so the listeners can follow along?
I'm sorry. So if you have a secure HTTP connection, I'm in web programming right now. You're gonna want to go to https://www.alternet.org/scott-walker-quotes-motivational-posters. Join me on the website. We can, I presumably, interact in the comment section. Hey, there are 26 comments already. Maybe these are addressed at me. Let's read some of these comments, shall we? Let's really get to know the internet.
Are they addressed at you?
They are addressed at me. Wow, this is... Wow. That some people...
Oh, are some of the comments negative?
Why do people go... Oh. Oh, no. All right, I'm going away.
In various comment sections online, I will just pepper in insults to John and just kind of...
Yeah, I found some old digs.
Off the trail.
Just hope it's discussed on the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe I'll talk about this week.
Yeah.
Old NBA 2K forums like from 2004 before I knew John. I was like, I'm going to want to like bully him in the future.
Wait, okay, what? Okay, so you're that's real, right? You were really on those forums though, like as a youngin. What were you guys on any like forums at any point around that age?
Mm-mm. Okay, so
I weirdly was on, I was a part of this, like, animation website. They, like, did a bunch of these, like, stick figure animations, and I, like, posted on their forums and, like, was a person, even though I, like, wasn't an animator. And, like, it just, like, was this weird online community that I was a part of.
That's the greatest thing about the mid-2000s that's now gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
And then all of those places is replaced by, like, Twitter.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just more, like, kind of weird, dingy corners of the internet. I posted on it, like, every day. I always read everything people did.
Really?
From a young age, we had the urge to post.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever really told anybody that.
I was going to say, in the early 2000s, I don't know, I was on, like, Club Penguin and, like, the, like, Webkin site. Like, I don't know, that was
Club Penguin, which recently shuttered its doors.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Pour one out.
Pour one out for Club Penguin.
Yep.
Pour out an icy.
That's what the penguins drink all day.
Yeah. I have to imagine that's true.
Yeah.
Either red or blue flavor.
Club Penguin, what was the degree of interaction that you could have on Club Penguin? I was never on it.
You could write a comment that would appear as like the dialogue that your penguin was saying, but that would just be sent out to all the penguins in the area.
It's so like a radio, right. Basically. Yeah, that's really true though. Yeah. And then you could also shred it on the slopes, of course. Play all the fun mini games within.
Yes, and you could wander around the like different areas, and there are different games and different parts. Mm-hmm.
Could you upgrade your penguin?
I don't know. I think you could dress them in different clothes.
I'm talking
I don't know
about
why I'm mithril talking
armor
about
here.
This.
I'm just
upgrade your penguin to like a buff large.
Yeah,
penguin.
Yeah.
This is upgrade your penguin.
We're talking penguin upgrades today.
I have to imagine this episode is going to be stored in the Library of Congress, by the way, because this is one of the fewer or last radio shows to discuss Club Penguin.
I seriously doubt that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was so endemic. Not endemic. It was
a
popular.
Big deal.
Good.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm just worried about the radio sticking around.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's fair. Not
emblematic. Oh, wait, no, it's Devoskop.
Devoskalips. Mm-hmm. Betsy Devoskalips.
Oh, it was Heavens to Betsy. That was the other title.
Francesca, this show does not acknowledge the existence of Major Undecided.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's
yeah. That'll be beeped out later.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is how I know all of you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well.
So my presence will also be scrubbed.
That's right.
Out of
it'll
the,
be very Back to the Future esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll just
like,
slowly.
How did I possibly get here?
Your audio will disappear over time.
Yeah.
Until Marty gets to that dance.
I never saw that film.
Oh, it's not that good.
What?
I don't know, dude.
Every time I've rewatched it, I've been like, like, there's just more and more weird stuff that I think I notice once I get past. Like,
no, it's. I mean,
name
it's
that weird stuff.
The content is baffling, but like, it's an impeccably structured movie.
I mean, it's such a fun movie to watch. Yeah. But yeah, I think John Mulaney maybe did some stand up about it or something. But he was basically saying he has to get his dad to have sex with his mom. Like, that's a huge plot point.
Yeah,
it's like really, it's weird.
Well, and then I think John Mulaney also talks about, like, why does this high school kid, like, why is his best friend, like, an old man scientist? Like, he doesn't have any other friends. He doesn't know anyone else in his high school.
And that relationship is never explained.
Yeah.
It's the old, disgraced county scientist.
Wait, it's not?
No.
No.
He's just hanging out with Doc?
Well, he's just hanging out with Doc.
Because Doc owns, and he has cool stuff, and Marty is lonely? I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Wait, so really the premise of the movie is... why do they go back in time?
Because they can.
Oh, okay. But then he accidentally...
Because they have a time machine.
But then... Okay, but then...
Hopefully we can use it someday.
So let me guess. Then he goes back in time and he accidentally sprays his mom with a skunk. And so his dad's like, P.U., not gonna have a kid with you.
Yes.
And so he spends the remainder of the movie, like... giving his mom one of those tomato baths.
No, he actually goes further back in time to destroy skunks to remove them from evolution.
Planet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it works. That's why there's no skunks anymore.
Right, right. And that causes the .com bubble.
Right. That was a big part of Y2K.
Yeah.
Right, right. So wait, really? He's just this old guy that Marty hangs out with?
Yeah, it's just kind of not explained. He's not like...
Is he a doctor? Is he a medical doctor?
Or like, he's just dude.
Yeah, there's really no explanation. And yeah, we don't know what kind of doctor he is. We don't know...
Doctor of science.
The parents don't seem... Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's funny.
But
I feel like
doctor of science.
See, I feel like
it's
a movie...
time travel.
I feel like a movie now would not do that. Or like... Right? I don't know. I feel like
do
a big...
What?
Like, have just... Like, not explain that. I don't know. I feel like a big blockbuster.
No, yeah,
or like,
but I think America trusts Robert Zemeckis.
Sure. I mean, I know do Zemeckis and... Montezuma.
You do meth?
Montezuma.
I do meth. I trust Robert Zemeckis. Do meth. I don't know. Yeah, it just feels like...
Okay.
This.
No, we broke them.
Yeah. I'm confused by all this movie talk. Movie talk!
The new segment.
Yeah. Right after Hoop Chats. What was it? Hoop Friends?
Hoop Buddies.
Hoop Buddies.
Like Air Buddies, the movies with all the baby dogs.
I have to imagine that there's going to be a Hoop Buddies, Air Buddies episode at some point.
Oh, my brother loved that movie and just like watch it over and over when we were little. So,
really?
Yeah. So there's some cute golden retrievers.
Where? How late in the Air Bud series is Air Buddies? Like how many Air Buds were there before that?
I think that was like the second one. I think there was like Air Buds about like the parent dogs,
mm-hmm.
and then Air Buddies was about their babies. But then there
there's two
more.
Dogs in Air Bud.
Well, there's like the dog he falls in love with, right?
What? That's part of it.
Spoiler alert,
dude.
That's how they have Air Buddies.
I
they
watch
have
some
the
films.
Babies.
And then in Air Buddies 2, one of the Air Buddies has to go back in time to get Air Bud Dad.
To get the scarves back.
Right. Yeah. But there the is also Space Buddies. My brother watched the series.
Oh, there's a Space Buddies?
Space Buddies, where they go into space.
To play sports? Is it like Space Jam?
I don't know, man. I don't remember well enough. But it was this whole series. Wild. It was like all these spinoffs of Air Bud.
I don't know if you guys saw, there's a video going around about like, I think it's, I guess they just made an Honest Movie Trailers about Space Jam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
And
Honest Movie Trailers is a YouTube thing. Yeah. I'm saying that for our listeners.
Whatever.
Because I also only kind of am aware.
Our old fart listeners who are still using rotary radios.
Rack 'em. No, just in case anybody's not clear on it. I'm just trying to help out.
Like pool balls?
Yeah, it means like when you've gotten someone.
Rack 'em?
Rack 'em.
Wait, what? Ooh. Is it a pool metaphor?
I don't know,
what am
man.
I? Am I putting him on a rack?
Don't ask me to explain stuff.
Don't ask you to explain things you say. All right, fine. No. Okay. Well, they did an Honest Movie Trailer for Space Jam. Have you all seen Space Jam?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I have the DVD.
Well, yeah. Hey, me too. So they really take it to town.
Oh, sorry. DVD is like a VHS, but it's a little bit.
Yeah.
Some newfangled technology.
Yeah, but it's like your old FDR. Fireside chats, but on a little plate. Yeah, happy great grandma. Rest in peace.
Gosh. Okay. Happy Ronald Reagan.
Happy birthday.
Oh man, dude, what if like I don't know? What if some special form of hell was just you had to listen to our show?
What if one special form of hell was just Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that's
I thought you were gonna say listening to just fireside chats Reagan's. On a loop.
Yeah. That would also get a little spooky, I think.
Yeah,
Eventually.
It would get hellish after thousands of years.
I think ours might get hellish faster.
Hell would get hellish?
Yeah. No, the fire. No. Infinite fireside chats.
Okay.
Would get hellish. Anyway, so they really take it.
You'd be getting closer and closer to.
They
the
really
fire.
Take it to task, and they make it. They make it seem like they're pointing out all these things that like millennials didn't notice the first time. But like, what they point out is like it's a trash movie, which is not why people like.
What?
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. It's great. The only thing they point out that I didn't really realize was like there's a ton of like product placement, like. It's like every time someone sees Michael Jordan wearing Air Jordans, they're like, sweet shoes. and there's a bunch of things like that, which is really funny. But apart from that, they're basically just like, yeah, it's like a ridiculous movie. But
that's the point.
We know that. Yeah, it's a Michael Jordan cartoon.
But we're also seeped in irony that we don't know the difference between a good movie and a bad movie anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's... Okay, the AV Club makes a distinction between prestige and trash, right? Like... Louis is a prestige sitcom, and
what's a trash sitcom? Like I feel like Friends isn't like maybe high art, but it's like a good sitcom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would maybe call Friends a trash sitcom.
Well, prestige like, comedies are now those half-hour comedies that actually have zero jokes.
That are just sad.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and that bums me out. That's not. But I think that should be its own category now.
It's about
people who misunderstood why Louis works.
Yeah, that's true. But like, you know what I mean? That was maybe the best example. Like,
Master of None is like a solid half-hour comedy that still has jokes.
I'd call it prestige like genre though.
Yeah.
And so you know, and like, I think that's okay. I don't know if it's so seeped in irony that we can't tell the difference. I think it's just we have appreciations for both.
Sure.
And sorry
well, so does every generation.
Yeah.
I mean, those crappy 80s action movies.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Classic exploitation films.
Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. I used a film term.
Congrats, John.
Well, I don't know. I thought you'd get a little hard or something.
Oh, my God. This is the radio. This is a family program.
Yeah, it just... So? Oh, my God. So is Back to the Future, apparently. Family program about sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little less obvious than the way you put it.
Oh,
and explicitly for the purposes of procreation.
Yeah,
the way the Lord wants.
That's what I was saying about you too.
Okay, I misunderstood.
You want to marry a movie archive, right?
I would.
Or at least someone who curates one.
Or Robert Zemeckis.
What's he up to these days?
Oh, we're
is he alive?
He directed The Walk. The
which
one,
is that?
Oh, the one with the guy on the wire.
Oh,
Philippe
Petit.
Yeah.
I once did a comic comically false review of that film, starring Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as Tower One.
I think comically is a subjective adjective.
Whatever, a comedy review.
An intended to be comedy.
People laughed. How do you spell this guy's name? Whatever, I'll just go back to the future. Back to the future.
Robert
Madumeth.
Zemeckis.
He does meth.
Okay, he's 64. You could swing that.
Robert Zemeckis. He wrote it. I thought you meant he was Doc.
No.
What?
Oh.
That's Christopher Lloyd.
That's Christopher Lloyd.
I get that now. All right, Robert Zemeckis. Innovator in visual effects. Oh, he directed Romancing the Stone.
He did
Roger Rabbit. I didn't know he did
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, what?
This is a segment called
Polar Express.
A couple people look at Wikipedia.
Called We Read Apps.
Hey man, that's the future of content. It's people reading content.
It's like a show about people editing Wikipedia pages.
Yeah. Whoa, that'd be scandalous.
That would be super fun.
And then
the edits would be recorded in history.
They would go down.
Let's regroup. I'm gonna cut to a quick track just to keep the fans from tearing down our doors.
Just for all those fans who love to listen to music 35 minutes apart.
Yeah. We'll be back in a couple minutes. I'm John C. Murphoff, Bernie Corson, Francesca Robinson, and AJ Sears on the Electric Hour. You're listening to Zervo on Medford. See ya!
Space Jam.
Your head off so I can weigh it. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. I'd like to go to your house and gather all your razors and pick off a little prickly hair so I can weigh them. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Swimming pool so I could weigh them. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Why weigh on a sunny day? So much to do. So why weigh on a sunny day? Thank you. I'd like to hear my options so I can weigh them. What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Why weigh on a sunny day? So much to do. So why weigh on a sunny day?
That was a pretty long Fish song. Sorry about that one, folks. I didn't even know. I thought it was 10 seconds long from the iTunes preview.
Those previews are minimum 30 seconds.
Anyway.
Got him.
There's a lot of silence. No, there's a lot. Yeah, so I just on a prediction.
If anybody like, knows what that phrase
was it
means,
like so. Rack them up, like rack the points up. I don't know what
it could
that
be.
That makes sense.
I saw. I just looked up. Somebody says it's like rack them up, like get the pool balls ready. But that doesn't seem like you would have accomplished something already. It seems like
yeah, right.
So you say rack them after you knock the pool balls down. That's how you play pool.
You don't know.
You stack them all up vertically, and you knock them down.
It could be like you just won a game of pool. Hey, just for our listeners, just to our 80 to 120-year-old listeners, if you know, like, maybe Rackham is like a you know how phrases sometimes come back? Like, everybody says commie now again?
That's not a phrase. That's a word.
Whatever. It was the least offensive, like, 1930s slur I could think
Let's
of.
Let's bring red baiting back.
Yeah. Bait the red. Anyway, we picked up a listener. So if you know about Rackham from back in the Great Depression when you were, you know, inventing Scrabble and such things as that, give us a call. Anyway, I'm going to play this quote from Space Jam really quick so we can analyze a little bit. We try to keep things... You know.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said, I'm going to play this quote from Space Jam.
We're just going to analyze this. So this is Bill Murray talking to Michael Jordan. Yeah. Is it Wayne Knight?
Talking to You're Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Talking to Michael Jordan. All right. Here we go.
Listen, it's a man's game. And you can't play. What if I tried really hard?
Can you keep it down? I'm trying to hit this ball.
It's because I'm white, isn't it? No. Larry's white. So what? Larry's not white. Larry's clear.
Wait, so what is that about? There's not... So Bill Murray's... What?
Yeah.
Let's break it down.
We've seen the movie.
I did not remember that line. I don't think I've seen this since I was, like, 10.
Yeah.
It's just saying that Larry Bird is, like, very, very white, so that he's clear. I don't...
So it doesn't count that he's... Because what he's saying is he doesn't count as a white guy. Like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I think he's also like justifying why Bill can't play.
Is Bill Murray saying he
is the only white man on earth?
Yeah, okay.
I think
I understand that.
like that Fox show.
We've all fallen. Oh man! Wow, that was some sharp satire.
Thank you,
Brennan. Close your eyes.
The
MVP of the episode.
Oh, man. When you tell someone to close their eyes, you shouldn't tell them what you're giving them as a surprise.
Oh, did you actually close your eyes? Because I'm
no, designing this. No, of course I did.
Oh, you just
oh,
don't.
Thank you so
you
much.
You don't want that?
Oh, yep. Okay. All right.
I can't really give it to you. I know. I can't. The listeners can't hear this. Yeah.
Anyway, MVP. That's great.
Jen, when somebody's like having Tom a surprise Brady. Party, do you walk in with them and go, like, close your eyes, but there's a lot of people here?
No, I don't
a little,
throw parties.
A little.
I don't throw parties for my friends.
You can't ruin a party if you never go to a party.
Have you?
That's my motto.
Have you guys ever been surprise partied?
No. I don't think so.
I have thrown surprise parties.
Really?
Yeah, my friends in high school, we used to
always do them?
Yeah, surprise parties in school.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Okay. So it would be like this one. Teacher was the advisor of a bunch of my friends, and we would
party planning committee.
Yeah, definitely. And we would just throw surprise parties in his room all the time, and like the it's like New York City public school, so it was just one really big room that was used like half for photography and half for art, and the advisor was the photography teacher. So there'd always be like an art class happening on like the other side of like
the
screen.
Of party.
And then it'd be our party, and the art teacher would come, excuse me, like, can you please like keep it down? We're trying to like build a creative space.
Yeah, this is a school. And, like, I agree with your
did
art
you ever
teacher.
Go to the art teacher and go, hey, could you keep it down with the art? We're trying to have a party here.
No, but we did it fairly frequently. We had,
wait,
you know,
so this would be like,
that
this would
fantastic.
Be for your friends? Like, if, say, it's Aiden's birthday, and say, I know that you talked to Aiden in high school. Do you say, hey, Aiden, come to the photography room? And he goes, is it a surprise party? And you go, no. Like, you were throwing these four people, right? They weren't just random parties?
Yeah, we were throwing them for, like, someone's birthday.
Yeah.
But we would often have lunch in the photography room anyway, just because it was like, oh, like, look at us. We don't have to be in the cafeteria.
Right.
So you would say, close your eyes and bring your lunch to the photography room.
Yes. And then we have a cake and banners.
Wow.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's really such nice. A nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I got kind of the worst version of one of those my senior year. It's really touching, but I did not want it to happen that night because my girlfriend at the time was about to leave for Northwestern.
University.
And it was like her last night in town, and then it was like the day before my birthday or something. And so she was at my house, and we were just going to hang out, and that's all I wanted. And then some random friend of mine just walks out of the bathroom in my basement and is like, oh, hey, guys. And I'm like, what is happening? And then a bunch of my other friends came out of various places. But, yeah, and I don't know. It was a bummer because it was just, yeah. I was great. It's really nice.
Have only one person walk out for the surprises, really.
It
weakens it a little.
No, I think it was really funny, especially coming out of the bathroom, because then it was just like, oh, wait, were you just here?
No, surprise party.
Yeah.
Like, surprising. I was going to say, did you guys get promposed too? But did you guys prompose to people? Is that a thing in your high school?
Aiden's going to hate this, but senior year, me and three of my friends.
Yep.
Oh my god, you did a cappella.
Yeah!
Christ.
Yeah, I know. It was really cute, though.
Sure.
To be fair. It was nice. We all got a big yes.
That's great.
Oh, so it was the four of you singing to all of your four.
To all the
dates. Well, they were in separate places, so we had to go around.
Oh, my God.
We learned four different songs.
That's horrifying.
We learned four different songs.
That's a lot of work.
And so the girl just sits there. Or guy,
no, they're all girls.
Sits there.
Please.
And just smiles for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a really awkward thing. Yeah. A lot of my friends.
We didn't. They weren't that long. Wait, a lot of your friends did that?
No, at least one of my friends got promposed to by a guy, like, coming in, and, like, singing. And it's just like, you know, it's like when you're being sung happy birthday to, you kind of just have to like sit there and be like,
yeah.
I don't have a role, I'm just listening.
It's like when a waiter is reading specials to you and you just like,
and you already know what you want.
How many facial expressions can I put on?
Yeah.
I stole that from an Onion headline.
That is so funny. That's really true though. Oh, sausage.
It's brazen.
I was promposed.
We didn't do songs that were that long.
You were promposed too.
I was promposed too.
Of course you were, Brennan. Let's hear it.
It was cool. My friends were like, oh, we got to go like move cars or something in the parking lot, because that's just something we would do. We had like a valet
like
program
pushing
at
them
the
around. School. Was it
no. It was. I think it was going out to. We were gonna like say, let's go get lunch or something. And then this girl was there, and she had like a poster and some cake pops, and she said, "Will you go to prom with me?" It's really nice.
Oh, that must have been a bummer when you turned her down.
You still took the cake pops.
I will eat these now.
Wait, were you involved, or was she just a friend?
Kind of mostly just a friend, I would say.
But did she like you?
Yeah, I think we liked each other.
But nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Prom happened.
Prom happened.
Prom and cake pops.
Sure.
Prom happened.
Sure. Aiden?
I kept it simple. I sticky noted prom. Oh,
of course you did.
And got her a sweet tea. Because it's the South. You have to do that.
Do you mean a really cool T-shirt, or do you mean
you're
sweet tea?
My sweet tea?
Wow, I'm kind of offended. But
oh, whatever.
I characterize my home like that.
You got a girl a sweet tea.
She really liked it.
That's so nice. Aww. That's very thoughtful.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pigeonhole you.
Francesco, were you promposed too?
I guess I was promposed too, but it was very, like, I was dating someone at the time, and he just asked me very anticlimactically, like, we were about to watch a movie, like, on a normal date, and he was like, hey, do you want to go to prom?
Before the movie?
Like, yeah.
Well, so I wanted to get that out of the way.
Was the whole movie about you guys going to prom?
No, it was.
Hey, by the way,
Deadpool.
You want to go, right? Because yeah. I made this whole movie.
Yeah, it would have been really awkward, though, if I'd been like, no, and then we had sat through the movie together. Oh, my gosh. So.
Then you have to watch Deadpool.
Yeah.
That would have been so awkward.
Yeah. But it worked out fine. So, like, yeah, wow. we'd been dating for.
Wait, yeah, Francesca was going to a prom less than a year ago.
That is true.
Whoa.
I was at prom in.
Do you remember the
May.
Day?
Do I was like, do you mean Deadpool the original?
Wait, do you remember the day?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Maybe
Deadpool?
The 26th of May?
Oh, okay, so we were out of here.
That.
It'd be really funny if it was on, like, Spring Fling or something.
Yeah. No. We were all going to prom with Shaggy.
I'm sorry, Aiden, you got cut off.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Of course you did.
I think you were offended about the South.
I was gonna probably insult John. Right.
I offended Aiden with my sweet tea.
So I should probably go to class.
Okay, yeah, hey, Francesca.
Get an education.
Thanks for coming by. Yeah.
Thanks. This is fun.
Do you have anything coming up that you want people to know about, check out? You got a website? Anything?
You got a class you're going to?
What class are you going to?
Zen Buddhism is cool. Come through.
Oh, wait.
Actually, I think it's full.
I know someone in that.
It's a good class. I'm in an ex-college class called Story Slam, which is about live storytelling, like The Moth on NPR, and we have a Story Slam on Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's so cool.
In that, like, building, the engineering building, like,
Anderson.
574.
Anderson?
No, the
574
bus. It's, like, real far out, but there will be snacks if anyone
What, Thursday at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's cool. A great plug. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a great plug.
Story Slam on Thursday.
High quality plug.
There's some other,
574. I didn't know they did that there.
Amanda Friedman will be there. Matt Stewart is the MC, so.
Nice.
There you go.
Amanda Friedman's great.
Yeah.
At poems. All right.
I gotta go.
And Matt Stewart.
All right. Have a great class. Thanks for coming on.
I've never heard him read a poem. I just remembered who I know in Zen Buddhism, and we're having a weird time, so I'm not going to say their name on there.
Just spell their name.
You are outstandingly high, aren't they?
Hey, no more John Sense, 2K17. That's
no more John Sense?
Yeah. That's
wow, what I That's such, like, an egotistic way to phrase not letting your ego get in the way.
It's copyrighted.
It's never about my ego. It's just about my emotional recklessness.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Right? I think that's fair.
I feel like that's fair.
Don't look to me.
You know about my...
Not your psychologist.
You know about my stuff. I don't know. I feel like you get... I feel like Aiden gets me.
I feel like I get you, too.
Aiden's the critical voice that I'm too afraid to say about myself.
Aiden, do you feel like that comes from Twitter? Where does that come from for you?
It's all the same.
Sure. I just have one other prompt thing. This guy at my school, they're okay.
Skywalker.
Dairy farmer.
There's this guy at my school whose nickname.
In a derogatory sense.
See, you're allowed to say that. I don't care. I'm not hypersensitive.
The accent, like, you can say, like, the accent is awful. First of all.
Yeah, it was intentionally awful. It was intentionally. Exaggerated. Obviously, I could do a good one. No, there's this guy in my school. His nickname was Donut, and he was kind of a bummer. I think it might have been because he wasn't white. Maybe played into it a little bit that he was not. He was also pretty. He was also just really weird. I don't know. People just didn't like him. And then there's this beautiful, like, track volleyball star girl, Lexi Chanos, who I was super in love with, and. I wasn't going to ask her to prom, but Donut, in the middle of a pep rally one time, he goes up into the bleachers and asks Lexi to prom, and she's just like, okay, I guess so.
No way.
It was really sad, and the whole school was just like, oh, dang.
Did she not hide her disdain at all?
No, she was actually, she was nice. She was a superstar, like, popular girl, but she was nice, and she, like, did it gracefully.
That's a bummer, though.
Yeah, it's really obnoxious.
Was this, like, early in the prom asking process? Like, did he get in, like...
Actually, I think it was homecoming. So it was... Yeah, I...
Wait, he asked her to homecoming,
wait,
or
like,
he asked her to prom?
Homecoming, like, first semester, kind of?
Yeah.
And prom was end of the year.
Sorry. He asked her homecoming. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
I think it was,
he answered a problem like 8 months
ago. No. You gotta lock it down with Lexi.
Oh my god.
No, I thought, what?
Just, no, it's just funny.
Like a nice dinner reservation.
Yeah. Sure. No, I hear you.
I think it was pretty much in the mainstream. It was like we had a pep rally or something for a football game, and you know, so I was there.
Of course. As football star John C. Murfield.
Football star John C. Well, all right. I think that's everything we wanted to cover today.
Yeah, I feel like we got it. We got to read out a PSA.
We just got to read a PSA. Aiden?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to read out the PSA.
Yeah, you are.
What's the PSA?
You can pick anyone you want.
Where?
John, by the way, I don't mean to focus on your ego too much.
Neither do I.
I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
How many are there?
Brennan, one thing that will forever
stick... You don't have to read them all.
One thing that will forever stick with me, this is one of those quotes that I heard that I'll never forget, is when my sister was here, and I said something, and you go, you ever feel like you make things about you? And I'm just never going to forget that. I don't know what I said beforehand.
Oh, but, man. I hope it's...
It's one of those things that lives with you.
A lot of times it's in a good way, I would say.
Oh, that can't be.
It really is.
How could that possibly be in a good way?
You're a fun, funny guy.
Oh, Bren. Hey, we picked up another listener.
Nice.
People are trickling in.
There we go. People are also trickling into this very room.
Huh? Hey, that's true. Oh my gosh. Hey, it's our follow-up back. Sweet Jane. All right, Aiden, read that PSA so I can get a song queued up.
Okay. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Aiden, did you bring that one, or is that one in the binder?
I've been carrying that for so long.
Hey, man, I just want to read this on the air.
I never thought you guys would ask me back. I've been practicing that every day for 2.5 years.
That's fair. All right, Aiden J. Fears, thanks for... What's your name right now? I know it was Aiden...
It's just Aiden Sears.
Oh, really?
Just at Aiden J. Sears.
All right, fine, fair enough.
Do you ever do Tears for Sears? Aiden J. Tears for Sears.
People can find you on Twitter. Thanks for coming. Brennan, anything?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I hope everybody has a good week. And, hey, watch some basketball. If you want. You don't have to. Up to you.
Who's playing today?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I got
nothing. Yeah, plugs?
Got nothing really. Oh, you can check out my webpage.
Hey, I checked out your webpage.
For Comp 20. I think it's really fun. Dude, building
Comp 20.
If you ever like have some time to like learn how to build a website or watch a video or something, it's really fun. That's what I'll say. I'm plugging like web development. You can go to johncmurfeld.github.io, and that's my
website. It looks good. I looked
website.
At it yesterday, I think.
Oh, it's okay. It's in its like more or less final form for now. So if you look today, it's even better. The formatting is way better. I improved the CSS.
Love those cascading style sheets.
Cascading style sheets. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta make some time for Jane here. But I'm gonna play a little Rubble Bucket. This is off their new EP, If You See My Enemies, which just dropped. I think the album's coming later this year. So,
nice.
From all of us here to just you there, boss those teeth around. You're listening to the Electric Card.
Thanks for listening.